This is Fresh Air. At 19, Frans Nguyen found herself splashed across the cover of Life magazine, America's newest sex kitten star in Broadway's World of Suzy Wong, the first Asian-American actress to hit the big time. 30 years later, Frans Nguyen has accumulated a long list of film and TV credits since her stage debut as a Chinese prostitute. For a while, she left film to work with teenage gang members and even trained to become a licensed psychotherapist. Then she came back to acting as the Vietnamese surgeon Dr. Kim in TV's Saint Elsewhere. Now she's starring in the film China Cry. Frans Nguyen began her life in the slums of Marseille during World War II.
I lived in an occupied city, which is my hometown, and we were very much at the brunt of the Gestapo's harassment, and I've seen what happened to the people who were of ethnic background, the Jewish people and the Gypsies and the North Africans and everyone who was there that seems to be not blue-eyed was suspicious. My mother was several times harassed by the Gestapo. She was a baptized Catholic, and so she had her little paper that says, you know, I am not Jewish, but she had a physical look that could have been Semitic. My grandmother
was Chinese. Gypsy.
No, yeah. My mother is French. No, there was no Asian. We were abandoned from before my birth, and so I did not really come in contact with the Asian world until I came to the United States.
Not at all.
Not at all. No, I mean, they were people from, I think they were people from Vietnam that had restaurant in my hometown and things like that. But I was never part of it because I didn't have a father and I didn't have someone to connect me with those people. I was connected with Gypsies and I was connected with Italian and I was connected with North African people. And these were my people and the French people. All my Asian culture came when I came to the United States, and I made a supreme effort, since I was playing part of Asians, to educate myself both in history and philosophy and so forth. And I got very much involved in the 60s about the history of the black people in America. I imagine, because of my youth of hard trip with my mother, I knew what it was to be a minority, even though we were French, or my mother at least was pure French, or looked pure French. We were persecuted simply because we were poor, and my mother was a single mother, and in those days that was not very well seen.
You know, I think the first film I ever saw was South Pacific. And probably
the first film you ever saw?
Yes.
As you must have been a little boy?
That's right. In Lexington, Kentucky.
In Lexington, Kentucky. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I remember, and I think as I look back and I try to remember scenes from films, it is the one in which you and the actor John Kerr, I believe.
John Carr.
Were doing this water dance beneath the surface. Mm. And I suppose what I remember about that film is that it was a musical comedy, but it was also a film in some ways about prejudice.
Oh, yes. It was the first film that openly spoke about prejudice and sang about prejudice. Do you remember? It has to be drowned in your dear little ears.
And that's, do you remember?
You've got to be taught.
Yes. Do you remember your feelings about the content of that scene and of that show at that time?
Well, my English was zero at the time. And I can only say that later on, it made sense. I think it was, it's probably one of the most honest lyrics of coming from the guts level of, you know, wonderful people like Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein.
How did you get the part in that film?
I came to the United States thinking I could be a model
because that's what I had been in my home country. And of course, in those days, you know, short brown models were not in style. And but I went to an agency called the Kennedy Jones Canover Agency. It was a very famous blonde, gorgeous model in her days. And she had an agency, and they took some pictures of me. And they said, well, we'll call you. And of course, they never called until I was working in my little French bakery there and on Lexington Avenue, the Dumas Bakery. I hope the owner may be still listening if he's of this world. And I was working there, and I got a phone call from the Canover agency saying, would you come and for an interview? They came and picked me up in a big car, and they brought me to Madison Avenue and got me in a big elevator. And I got into that big office, and there were those three big people there whom I had no clue who they were at the time: Richard Rogers, Oscar Hammerstein, and Joshua Logan. And this, you know, those gentlemen wants to make a movie. And thank God, Joshua Logan spoke French and said, we want to make...
You still spoke no English, right?
I spoke no English at all. And that's why we're working in the French bakery. And they asked me to smile. They asked me to run around the room, and turn my profile one way or the other. And they looked at me, and I walked out with a 7 years contract with 20th Century Fox, and that was my Cinderella story. And Joshua Logan was very sweet and always spoke French to me and gave me direction, and we had a marvelous a cameraman who used to scare me to death called Leon Shamroy, and who used to bark at me. He couldn't talk to me, so to scare me, he would bark at me. I would shriek and run and be scared, and it was awful. But all those wonderful people took, you know, brilliant photography and made me into an actress, which I had no idea how to be. And Candy Jones Canover packed me off from Hollywood with 3 weeks of Berlitz English. And that's how I got to California.
My guest is France Nguyen, an actress who has who first became famous in this country in the movie South Pacific, and then later in Suzy Wong, and is now in a new movie, China Cry. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is France Nguyen. In a magazine article, it was in Life magazine back in the late 50s, there's a description of you. That was the one when you were on the cover. let me read it to you. It says, she is a cheerful, bubbly 18-year-old who, having come to New York and worked in a cookie shop, applied for a job as a model and instead was signed up by the movies. The photographer Ornitz photographed her hands, her feet, eyes, nose, and chin, and found in each an element of grace. Adding them all together, they made a creature with the gay and delicate charm that Occidental moviegoers like to see in their Oriental heroines. How do you feel about that notion, what Occidental moviegoers like to see in their Oriental heroines?
Well, I became the object of... let's put it that way. I put dimension and brought to life some of their fantasies.
You are a woman who has held these sorts of roles. How have you seen the roles change, the actual experience of working in the film industry?
I think there's a long way to go, but I was privileged and happily so to be given a most wonderful role in the person of Paulette Kiem in St. Elsewhere, the television series for NBC.
And
for
what drew you to that? What brought you back into the industry through a television series?
Oh, I've always done television. I've always done television. I've always been looking for something to do in television or film. You know, I just don't have that much work offered to me, but I had just finished my 6 years of college, and
the next week I got an invitation to go interview for that part. And it turned out to be probably one of the most rewarding role I have ever had. It was typically what you would say is non-stereotype, humorous, strong, powerful, a woman who could hold her own, a woman who could fight the not only prejudice, but the main chauvinist prior chief of surgery, who was magnificently played by Bill Daniel. And he was always talking about my kimono, and I was always just like, fuming out of the side of my mouth at him, and I had that for 3 years, and I enjoyed it, but it doesn't mean that I cannot play another Susie Wong, and I would not play another Susie Wong. I am not embarrassed or ashamed for whatever Susie Wong represented. She was a wonderful, wonderful, warm, delightful whore. Female friends very, very unhappy that I pronounced that word. But the point is that she had a dimension as a mother, as a lover, as a lower class, absolutely dirt poor, starving, surviving female, and she fought with everything that she could. And if it took a little bit of the romantic of an Englishman idea of what a prostitute was in Hong Kong, so what?
My guest has been Frans Nguyen, who is in the current film, China Cry. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before.
This is Fresh Air.